Evening. This is Chaim Bravender, Rosh Yeshiva, the Web Yeshiva. And we're going to get back into learning. I know that we usually take off Bein Hazmanim, which is still in force until Rosh Chodesh. Nevertheless, we can learn a few psukim in the Chumash, a good thing. The parasha of Achrimot, the parasha of this week's parasha, describes the Seder Avodah, the service of Bnei Yisrael on Yom HaKippurim, the service in the Beit HaMikdash, or in the Mishkan, as a matter of fact. Now, part of that service is described in these psukim, Perek Tet Zayin, Pasuk Vav Zayin, Chet, Tet, and Yud. So let's just remind ourselves. I mean, this is a very significant part of the service. For some reason, we are tied to it. And at the end of the davening, of the Musaf davening on Yom HaKippurim, we go through the service of Yom HaKippurim. And we know that Chazal had this idea that if you say it, it might be counted as though you did it. So that all of Bnei Yisrael together give korbanot. And Bnei Yisrael is individual. Individuals also give korbanot. So the Chachamim said, if you learn the parasha of Tamid, if you learn the Psukim in the Torah, which describe the korban that you give every day, it'll be credited to you as though you did it. So you did. Now, this is a very powerful idea, and it has to do with the way Chazal thought about words. What happens when you say something, which we're not going to get into today? But I just remind you that this part of the service of Yom HaKippurim is described in the davening that we do on Yom HaKippurim. We go through the whole Seder Avodah, including the part of the psukim that we are going to learn now. So part of the Seder Avodah are these psukim, Lakachat Shnei Ha'Seirim. The Kohen Gadol had two goats, Shnei Seirim. Ve'mitotam lifnei Hashem, and he placed them before Hashem, which I guess means someplace in the Mishkan. And then it says, Petach Ol Moed. Ol Moed was the innermost part of the Mishkan, of the tabernacle. Lifnei Hashem, I mean, there's some places where you stand that you are Lifnei Hashem and other places where you're not. Petach Ol Moed, a further description of the place that you have to stand. Now, what do you need two goats for? Why does the Torah demand that the Kohen Gadol has two goats? So this is explained in the next Pasuk, V'natan Aaron al Shnei Ha'Seirim Goralot. He somehow, Aaron HaKohen, managed to determine a distinction between one goat and the other, even though they may have looked exactly the same. And it was done through a pious. And how did it work? Goral et chad l'Hashem, Goral et chad l'Azazel. It knows one of the goats was going to be godly, and the other goat is Azazeli. Okay, we don't know exactly what Azazel means, but it doesn't matter. One of them is going to be a korban, right? One of them is going to be a korban. It says, "Vatzol chatat." Korban Chatat, a sacrifice which clarifies all of the, which is going to clarify the chataim. Somehow you're going to be atoned for the sins that you did. But the other one, Asheir Shalava Agorala Azazel, Yomad Chai Lifnei Hashem, it won't be sacrificed, Lichaper Alav, and somehow it has also something to do with Kapara, even though it's not sacrificed, Lishalachoto La Azazel, Amidbara, Lishalachoto. Send them away. Send them away, meaning out of the Beit HaMikdash, out of the Mishkan, Le'Azazel, in the direction of a place called Azazel, is what it looks like a place name, Hamidbara. Hamidbara means into the desert. So that one goat is sacrificed in the Mishkan, and is part of the Seder Avodah, the regular Seder Avodah of Yom Kippurim, which includes certain sacrifices. The second one, for some reason, is kind of mysterious. Yomod Chai Lifnei Hashem. You don't slaughter it, but you send it out to Azazel, to the desert. The desert is probably in the east. Well, it doesn't tell us more than that, but we have to assume that when Moshe Rabbeinu taught these psukim to Bnei Yisrael, he told them where it was, more or less. And when they came to Eretz Yisrael and built the Beit HaMikdash, they had to come to some sort of conclusion about what to do. Now, this is all further described in the Gemara, and summarized by the Rambam. So let's look at the Rambam summary, which is at the bottom of the page. Rambam Hilchot Tshuva, Perek Aleph, Halacha Bet. You see that? At the bottom? The Rambam says, Seir Mishtaleach. I'm going to tell you about the Seir Mishtaleach. It's a topic. Lefi shehu kaparal kol Yisrael. Since the Seir Mishtaleach, the Seir that you send out into the desert, is an atonement al kol Yisrael, somehow does this wondrous act of atoning for all the people. Kohen Gadol mitvade alav, the Kohen Gadol, who is like in charge, mitvade alav, confesses alashon kol Yisrael. He speaks as though he was all of Am Yisrael, shenemar, and this is in the pasuk, mitvade alav et kol avonat bnei Yisrael. That he, the Kohen Gadol, confesses all of the sins of Bnei Yisrael. So not only is the Seir HaMishtaleach a mystery, but it's also the most powerful korban you could imagine. It takes care of everything. Seir HaMishtaleach, again the Rambam says, this goat that is sent away, Mikaper al kol averot shebatorah, somehow takes care of all the averot shebatorah, hakalot v'hachamurot, those that are easier to understand, those that are more difficult, bein she'avar bezadon, whether he is willfully guilty, Bein Shemamish Gagao is accidentally guilty. Bein Shehodialo, Bein Shelohodalo, but whether he admits it or he doesn't admit it. Wow! Hakom mitchaper b'sa'er mishtalech, the Seir Mishtaleach, remember the goat that you send out into the desert. From the Mishkan or the Mikdash, b'sa'er mishtaleach mitchaper, it's atoned by the Seir Mishtaleach. V'hu she'asa tshuva, the Rambam adds. This, of course, is only possible if you do tshuva, if you repent. I mean, you can't just go on Yom Kippur and expect the Sar HaMishtalech to take care of your problems unless you're willing to join in the enterprise. And joining in the enterprise means V'hu she'asa tshuva. Only a person of the people of Israel who does tshuva, who atones for what he did, can be affected possibly by the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach. Aval im lo asa tshuva. But if he didn't do tshuva, in a Sa'ir mechaper lo ela al hakalot, then the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach still has a certain effect, and it's mechaper lo al hakalot. It can still reduce his guilt when it comes to averot, transgressions that are considered to be kalot, simpler ones, not so serious. Rambam continues, says, ma'ina kalot, ma'ina hamurot. So how do we distinguish kalot, the easier ones, and hamurot, the more severe ones? Hachamurot hem shechayavim alem mitat beit din o karet. Chamurot means the punishment is serious, more serious. Mitat beit din, death, karet, being cut off from the people. Ushuat shav v'sheker, shuat shav. You say something in the form of an oath for no reason at all. Sheker, you lie. I mean, this is like a side point which deserves its own discussion, right? Even though these things don't have, are not punishable by being cut off by karet, they are nevertheless considered to be serious, severe matters. V'sha'ar mitzvot, lo ta'aseh mitzvah ta'aseh she'ma karet, he'ma kalot. Okay, there are mitzvot kalot, the mitzvot chamorot for our purpose. What is amazing here is that the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach can do what no one else can do. No other sacrifice, no other event. After all, if a person sins inadvertently, gets to bring a korban on that sin. There is no other korban that sort of takes care of every problem that you've ever had or whatever you've ever done, except for the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach. And the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach, the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach is not really a korban. I mean, you don't slaughter it like you do with other korbanot. You don't go through the ritual. You have the Sa'ir in the Mishkan for that. So the Rambam is trying to explain, I think what the Rambam is trying to explain is, I mean, in today's world, where there is no Beit HaMikdash, and there is no Sa'ir HaMishtaleach, and it would seem that in some way, atonement depends on the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach. So how do we do that? I mean, how does that happen? How does that happen? So the Rambam in the next halacha, which is not on the sheet, but it's in the Rambam, you could look it up. The Rambam says today that there is no Sa'ir HaMishtaleach. And we don't have Yom HaKippurim of the Beit HaMikdash. So what is it that we depend on? So the Rambam says, well, it must be tshuva. Maybe because the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach doesn't work without tshuva. So you could arguably say that tshuva is the essential ingredient and not Sa'ir HaMishtaleach, which brings us back to the question of where does this Sa'ir HaMishtaleach come from? How does it work? I mean, it's different than anything else that we have ever heard about when it comes to korbanot. And in fact, one can say that the Seir HaMishtalech is not a Korban at all, because Korbanot are slaughtered in the Mishkan or in the Beit HaMikdash, and they are, and their blood is let, and they are placed on the Mizbeach. This Seir HaMishtalech goes running around into the wilderness and probably kills himself in some way or other. And he's not slaughtered. He has no ritual. There's no ritual in the Beit HaMikdash that's connected to the Seir HaMishtalech. So to get that exactly, we have to look at least part of the commentary of the Ramban. The part of the commentary of the Ramban on Goral Echad Lazazel. I mean, if Azazel is a place, and if that's the name of it, Sa'ir Sha'Allah Alav HaGoral Azazel, and that korban, that goat, the Shalach Oto LaZazel HaMidbara. Where is Azazel? What is it? What is the pasuk talking about? What are we supposed to do, and how does it work? The Ramban, look at the Ramban. Zesod ha'inyan. Kayu ovdim le'eluhim achirim. Hem ha'malachim. The Ramban says the world as he understands it is a world in which there are powers. A world in which there are powers, not just God, but God appoints powers to run things. Hem ha-malachim, and we call them malachim. But we don't mean that they fly around in heaven. We mean that they do things in the world. Osim lahem korbanot. So we sacrifice to them as well, so that that might be understood as the problem that Hayin had. Hayin and Hevel both thought that you had to sacrifice to Hashem. Hevel sacrificed directly to Hashem, and Kayin may have sacrificed to one of these malachim. It says, V'hem lahem l'reich nichoach. L'reich nichoach, those words, are the words that the Torah uses to say pleasing. It was pleasing to Hashem. The korban was pleasing. It was Reach is a smell, and Nichoach is like a positive smell. Reach Nichoach. Inyan Shneamar. And he quotes a pasuk in Yecheskel. Shemnei v'kadaratei natat lifneihem. It was sweet smelling things. What you want. V'lachmi asher natati lecha solet. V'shemen udvash, achalticha unetatia lifneihem lireach nichoach. Again, this idea that sweet-smelling things are pleasant even to in heaven. V'noam Hashem Elokim, it's pleasant to God. V'tatzich litbonem bekatuv b'mikra u'b'mesoret. And so the Ramban says the way you find out the answer to this question of what is Azazel, what does it do, why do we do it that way, you have to check the psukim and the interpretations of those psukim. V'ine, Torah asra legamre kabbalat elahutam v'chol avodah lahem. He says, you could argue that this is all included in Avodah Zorah. our charge is to serve God, not to serve a divine representative, not to serve somebody who. So he's, this is what he said. He says, Asrala Gamre Kabbalat Elahutam. We're not allowed to even imagine that these are divine characters. Aval Siva Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Yom HaKippurim. But on Yom HaKippurim, Shenishlach Sa'ir Bamidbar, L'Sar HaMoshel B'mkomot HaKurban. But there's an exception, even though Hashem has told us many times, Moshe Rabbeinu told us many times, to stay away from idolatry of any kind and every sort. In this case, he says, Avot Tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Yom HaKippurim Shenishlach Sa'ir Bamidbar L'Sar HaMoshel B'Mkomot HaKorban. Mkomot HaKorban, there are places where life does not grow up, like deserts, canyons, I mean, where you can't live. I mean, you can go on a TU, but you can't live there. That's Mekomot HaKorban, places that were destroyed. V'hu ha-ra'ui lo, mibnei shehi ba'alav. And that makes sense to the Ramban, because these powers exist in places like the desert. V'hu ha-ra'ui lo, and the sacrifice that we give him is reasonable. Mibnei shehu ba'alav. He is the owner. He, the angel, is the owner of that place. Ume'atzilut kocho, from the fact that his power is disused. Yavo chorev, chorev ushibamon. Somehow the destruction and the lack of life makes sense that he's in charge. He, that angel, ki hu ha'ila mikochvei hacherev v'adamim. He's the cause of wars and blood and swords. V'amrivot v'apsa'im v'amakot v'apirud v'achroban. So you have this list of words. This list of words, and somehow the Ramban is coming to this idea. He says, look at this list of words. It says, cherev and damim and milchamot, mirivot v'apsa'im u'makot v'apirud. V'apirud v'achorban, all these things don't really come from God. Why would God make a world with all of these things in it? But it comes from this angel, the angels that we were talking about. V'akol nefesh legalgal ma'adim. Ma'adim is Mars. Nefesh legalgal ma'adim, some kind of Kabbalistic notion that there could be a kind of a death power in the world that's not exactly Hashem. V'chalko min ha'omot hu esav she'u im ha'yoresh acherev ha'milchama. So we see even in the nations, there is a nation dedicated to destruction, Esav. Umin ha-behemot v'atzirim v'aizim. Umin ha-behemot. And which are the behemot that are in this category, the animals? Sirim v'aizim, the goats. Ubechelko od ha-sheidim ha-nikraim mezidin. There are animals that are called dangerous ones. They do bad things. Lashon HaKatuv, Se'irim. Later on, we'll see that these animals are called Se'irim. Kichein Yikrahu V'umato Sa'ir. Right? Okay. Ein HaKavana B'Sa'ir HaMishtalech She'Karma. Meitanu Elav Chalila. I said, don't think that we're giving a korban when we send the Sa'ir Lazazel. Chalila. Aval Shetiye Kavanatenu Lasot Ritzon Bor Einu Shetzivakach. Here's the answer of the Ramban. So what are we doing when we send the Sa'irlis out into the desert? We're doing what God told us to do. We're doing what God told us to do. That can't be asur. Can't be. So here's the Ramban leaves us with this kind of question. We don't understand. What do you mean? If Hashem was so opposed to Avodah Zorah, how would he give us a command to do Avodah Zorah? I know that this is perhaps reminiscent of the idea that the Rambam espoused, which was that Korbanot was somehow given as mitzvot to Bnei Yisrael in order to protect them from, falling prey to the ideology of the non-Jews. The non-Jews all gave korbanot, and the problem was that the Jews might also want to give korbanot. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a few korbanot. It sounds like that, right? And then he says, HaMashal Bazeh. HaMashal Bazeh. Just one second. It was like, so how do you see that? How do you see it? But before we look at that, I want to remind you, you know, there's a, you know, Rabbi Soloveitchik, a book was published in his name called Al HaTshuva. Al HaTshuva, which if you don't own it, you should go and get it somehow. Al HaTshuva. And that book is a series of she'irim that he gave over the years about the topic of Hilchot Tshuva and the Rambam. At the end of Hilchot Tshuva, at the end of his she'irim on Hilchot Tshuva, he discusses this question. If you have the Hebrew version of Al HaTshuva, I mean, it was originally, the she'irim were usually given in Yiddish, but the person who put them out, Rav Peli, put it out in Hebrew, and it's quite enlightening. But in that book on Al HaTshuva, on page 287, you can see the Rav. I mean, I don't remember it myself. I used to go to the she'irim, of course. I'd listen carefully as I could. But I don't remember this. But it says that what Rav Soloveitchik was talking about, this is Rambam, this Ramban. And the Ramban seems to say, you say that this is what God wants. God wants us to be Ovdei Avodah Zorah on Yom HaKippurim, and that's how we solve all of our problems. So the Rabbi Soloveitchik came up to this, he says, the Rav looking at this Ramban, he says, Dvarim mizazim. They shake me. They shake me up just thinking of Rahmana Litzlan. The Rav said, it can't be. This can't really be. Ech yechol Ramban lomar davar kazeh. It's like the Ramban say a thing like this. The Rebbe, you know, the Rebbe was a consummate actor, a wonderful presenter. And here he's like stuck. The Rabban said something that, according to the Rav, he couldn't say. You can't say that. It was like talking, you know, talking to somebody who was a student. He says, sacrificing to the, to send me the Sa'ir to Azazel. It is Avodah Zorah. You're giving homage, you're paying homage to all kinds of crazy gods? Can't be. I don't remember it myself, but I'm sure of it. I'm sure that this is how it's quoted in the book, Ala Tshuva, and I have no reason to doubt that the Rav was really upset. He says, how could there be such a thing, the Ramban? You see the third of the wide lines. HaMashal Bazeh, Kimosha Sasuda Ledon Vitziva Adon Eta Isho Sasuda. It's like somebody makes a meal for the master of the house. And the master demands the man who makes the meal. Give a portion to my servant, Labdi Ploni. She'eno se'asuda noten klum la'ebed ahu v'lo l'chvodo yase'imo. He says the person who makes the suda, the chef, doesn't really give anything to that. He personally doesn't give anything to that servant. He doesn't do it for his benefit or honor. Rak hakol natan la'adon. La'adon, natan pras la'abdo, but he really gives everything to the Adon, to the master. And the master gives something to Abdo. It just happens that the person who carries the food to the Eved is the cook. But you can't say that the cook gave it to him. What does the Ramban say? It's a trick. It's a trick. It looks like we're giving something to the idolatry. But we're not really giving it. We're doing what God told us to do. We don't have to even know what it is. We don't have to understand it as being one thing or the other. That's what the Ramban. That's what the Ramban said. Akakol natan la'adon, va'adon natan pras le'abdo, v'shamar et mitzvot, v'atzah lekvod ha'adon, kol asher tzivahu. The Adon, because he was merciful. The owner, the person who actually paid for the meal. He wanted everybody to enjoy the meal. Give me mena sheyisaper. They should have a reason to talk about the master in a positive way and not to be insulting. According to the Ramban, this is why you need the pious. That if, in fact, what was demanded is that the Kohen should just say, this is for Hashem and this is for Azazel, Ayak Oved Elav Inoder Lishmo, he would be like he was doing it. But if he places them, the two goats, in the opening of the Ohel Moed, Kishnehem Matana Lashem, Unotein Lahem Mehem Leabdo Achelik Asher Yabolo Me'et Hashem. Okay, so again, you need the goralot, you need this pious to determine, because that takes it out of the hands, and this is already said by many Mefarshim, including the Sephorno, the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar. They already have said that the goralot say it's not me that's doing it, the Kohen Gadol, it's not the Kohen Gadol that's doing it. It's Hashem, because Hashem determines who's going to be the goat that stays in the Beit HaMikdash and which goat is going to be chased away from the Beit HaMikdash. So it's another raya to the Ramban's position. There's another raya to the Ramban's position to which I would like I'd like to add. See Pasuk Chet on the top, Natan Aaron Ashtayash Seirim Goralot. Goral Achad Lashem, Goral Achad Lazazel. That means that what makes it into Lashem is the Goral. It's not that you come and give a donation to the Beit HaMikdash. You give an animal which will be sacrificed. So the giving of it, the giving of that animal produces a result. The animal achieves a certain level of Kedusha because it's designated for a special kind of job. But in this case, there is no designation. The designation comes from the goral, and the goral is determined by Hashem. That's what a goral means. Goral means I don't do it. It's not me. I just pick out a card from the basket, and whatever comes up, I mean, that's what it is. But it's not the same as saying I want to do it. That's the point that the Ramban. That's the point that the Ramban makes. Rav Soloveitchik, noticing this problem, had to say something. So he explained the Ramban. And he said that Azazel represents, the notion of Azazel represents all of the transgressions that a person may have done in his lifetime. And it's a special kind of chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to us on Yom HaKippurim, that even if we haven't sort of cleaned up our past so well, we say on Yom HaKippurim, we say the Al Chetz. We ask for atonement for every sin possible in the world. Now that also doesn't make so much sense. Why? I mean, I don't think I'm a perfect person, but I don't think I've done all the averas that are listed. The point, however, is that a person tends to deny his own faults. You don't understand why people think there's something wrong with you, or why people think that you're a bad person. You tend to say, it's a mistake, or I don't, and you deny it, and you deny it, and therefore you're left, every time you come to Yom HaKippurim, you're left with a large bank account of things that you have not dealt with. You haven't come to grips with them because you tend to try to erase them from your memory and your mind. So you, besides the things that you did wrong, that you asked for kapara, for atonement from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and according to the system, you received atonement. There are a lot of things that you did wrong, which you kind of either overlook or deny, or you say, I mean, I never did it that way, I never did that. And you blank it out. So along comes Yom HaKippurim, and the Rabbi Soloveitchik said, you have the Sa'ir La'Azazel, which is kind of a blessing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, where the atonement works even for things that you are not so interested in. I think that's what Rabbi Soloveitchik, even things that you were not, that you didn't do real tshuva. Even though the Rambam says you have to do tshuva, but you can't do tshuva on something that you don't know that you did. I mean, you can't do tshuva on something that you deny. And since it's our nature to deny things, that's why we say al chet, and we say, look, I'm gonna say everything possible. So if I'm in there someplace, wherever it is, I've done it. I've done the tshuva on whatever it was that I did, that I forgot, that I denied, that I'm not interested in promoting about myself. So that's the way that Rabbi Soloveitchik, you could check it. I told you, it's in the book Ala Tshuva, page 287. You can try to figure out what exactly Rabbi Soloveitchik said at that time. But we see that the Ramban was accepting of the idea that there's an extraordinary moment on Yom HaKippurim, and that extraordinary moment has to do with giving a korban to the powers that are in charge of destruction, of worthy of thought. Okay, Rabosai, thank you for showing up. We'll get back to
Rabbi.
Yes.
Have a good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos to you. All the best.